Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I got to tell you guys, there are some very, very sick people here in this world. Now, if you actually saw my network video I put up, I guess in a way that kind of echoes this in a way. There definitely are some sick people. The video I put up there on the network channel, disturbing. Disturbing. There's some sick people, man, in this world, including even in the sports world. Now, Caitlin Clark has been the talk of sports for the past couple of weeks. And when it comes to women's basketball, she is the most well-known player. The WNBA, man, they're actually selling tickets because of her. Now, when you actually have a big name, you can become a target. No doubt about it. And women's basketball in college definitely has been on the rise. Now, Caitlin Clark in Iowa actually did play Connecticut and Paige Beckers in the Final Four. And I believe Iowa won by, 1 point, 2 points? I don't remember the exact score, but we know that Iowa actually did win. But now, Caitlin Clark is now in the WNBA. And maybe, just maybe, she's actually a target. Now, Paige Beckers, I don't believe she actually went into the draft. I noticed she actually had some injuries, so she may actually be going back to UConn. However, guys, Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers, they got violated. They got targeted, I guess you could say. And I didn't know this, but the same thing happened to Angel Reese. Angel Reese, another big name in women's basketball. This happened to her, I believe, like a year ago. Folks, AI is something else, man. AI can make things look extremely real or very fake. Now, I didn't know this until like a few minutes ago, and I decided, wait a minute, I probably should actually cover this right here. This is disturbing, man, because there were explicit photos put out there on the internet of Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. I have not seen these photos. I have no desire to actually see these photos because to me, that's just a violation of privacy, even though these photos are fake. But some sick person went out there and still put them out there. Paige Beckers has now responded to this. So let's get into it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Says here, Paige Beckers speaks out on release of explicit AI photos. The only thing I know is that these photos are definitely, I guess you can say, sexual in nature. I don't know what the extent of it is. I can only speculate. But still, I mean, if it was actually you, and I don't know how good these AI photos were, but I think everybody knows that they were AI. Like I said, some photos can actually look more realistic than others. But it says here, Paige Beckers has spoken out on the explicit AI photos that surfaced on social media this week. On Sunday, doctored photos of UConn's Beckers and former Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark, who was the number one pick in the WNBA draft, appeared on social media. It continues a disturbing trend of inappropriate use of AI software. LSU women's basketball star was also a victim of explicit AI photos. Talking about Angel Reese, I did not know about that. Fortunately, there's been an outpouring of support for Beckers during what's been a difficult week. The UConn women's basketball star broke her silence on the matter in a post on social media. This is what she put out yesterday. The devil works hard, but God and the people around me work way harder. The outpouring of love and support from the WBB community is unreal. Love y'all. Support women and sports always. Yeah, so that is what she actually put out right there. Now, Angel Reese, like I said, she was a victim of something similar too, and she came out and started showing support, and she put out Protect Young Women in Sports. This is wild right here, man. Really, really wild. Now, AI, it's not going away. It's not. I mean, AI, man, is something that I'm skeptical about, man. I'm not really down with the whole AI thing. I mean, I have a Samsung S24 Ultra. It actually does have AI on it. I don't use it, but I guess, you know, the minor stuff on my phone, I just don't really use it. I mean, you can actually like change like the background on your phone using AI technology, but that's minor right there. This stuff right here, man, is pretty extreme. You know what? That could actually be AI photos of me put out there. I may not even know it, but that's scary, man. That is really, really scary. I mean, if it was me, I definitely wouldn't want to have my photos out there. But of course, you know, I'm in the public sphere, so people could easily, you know, take my video and do something with it. And this AI technology, man, is so good, because we've seen where we've seen Trump has actually put out that video. I remember when Ron DeSantis announced he's running for president, and the Trump team put out like an AI clip of DeSantis and all these other people, George Soros. It sounded real. It sounded like the people, but it was AI generated. Yeah. So, man, that is disturbing right there. And this trend is probably just going to continue, man. This is pretty wild right there. Pretty disturbing. I've not seen the photos. No desire to see the photos. They're all fake. And I just wouldn't do something like that, man. It's sick people, man, that are behind this kind of stuff. Extremely sick people. So what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of these AI photos put out of Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark? I wish them all the best. I really, really do. I wouldn't want this on anybody, Angel Reese included. But there's just some sick people out there, man. Really is. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.